there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hey guys, once again, we're here. This guy and this other guy. I got no hands, so I can't point. I'm just joking. Hey guys, how's it going? We're back with another episode of special episode because we like to avoid things, and number 100 scares us
like all men do.
Yeah, and we take no accountability in that because
whatsoever. So, it's you, the audience, the fans' fault that we can't get to 100 properly.
Society did this to us, and now screwed. But hey, guys, we're back. We're here to talk about this craziness that's been going on with this case, this trial. It's about Lindsey Clancy. And we figured as fathers, we would definitely have some input on this.
He's so sweet when he said we, because full disclosure, I never heard about this at all. I knew nothing about this. So he said as fathers that we must record this. It was so much that he was willing to record on a Thursday, but he forgot his equipment.
I forgot my setup.
That's how important. We don't ever record on the weekdays. We record on the weekends whenever we can. So when he said he must have felt it, that he was like Thursday, and he even got on my ass about it. It's Thursday. We're recording.
And I he was said, waiting, yes, and then he flipped me off.
But thankfully, he in his excitement and his zeal, he forgot his equipment. So he was ready, but he wasn't ready. So I don't really know much about this. I've seen two reels about it, about the female reaction or I guess mothers or women that are commiserating.
The ones that I sent in the chat. But if you go to our DMs on IG for this podcast, I've sent a bunch of them on here just so that I had somewhere to save them at.
Perfect. Okay. So just for those of them, for those of the fans who are as ignorant as I am, can you give a rundown of what happened? What happened with this individual? And what is the controversy with this case? And then lastly, the response that you're hearing that is also now equally parts controversial. So we can start with those three parts, then we can get into it.
Okay. So for those of you that have been living under a rock.
Hello.
There's a trial going on, a murder trial for this wonderful woman. And I say that with the utmost of sarcasms.
It's got a strong chin.
Yes. And a nice little nose, I guess. She is from Massachusetts. She is of white ethnicity.
Okay, she's white. Got it.
She's a white woman. And she is on trial, currently on trial. I think it's actually ending either today or sometime this week or whatever the case is. Okay. But I haven't really looked into the verdict and deliberations. But from what I know, this is the facts. She is being charged for murder of her three children, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old.
Call me now. A 3-year-old.
A 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an 8-month-old inside of their Massachusetts home. She claims that she was hearing auditory hallucinations that was ordering her to commit the acts. And she performed the acts by ways of strangulation with her hands.
That's very intimate.
One of the children tried to get away. She actually chased them down and brought all three of the children down to their basement and strangled all three of them. And I believe the words that we're allowed to use in this stratosphere is she unalived all three of her children. And this has sparked so much controversy in the Twitter sphere, in the TikTok sphere, in the sphere of spheres and spheres, with a majority of women siding with Miss Clancy on the act of that she performed, saying that her husband is the reason why she did it. The medications that she was taking is a reason why she did it. Okay. It's been a back and forth.
Was her husband situation. Was her husband present when
no.
she
No, her husband actually, she sent him out to pick up medication from a CVS and dinner at a takeout restaurant. So he wasn't even present in the house. And they've collected this information and evidence through a CCTV camera mm-hmm. at CVS at okay. the time of the unaliving situation.
Okay, so what is, before we get to the controversy, because now I'm really getting confused here. What is her defense?
She has not. Her defense that her lawyers are defending is that she was in a state of psychosis during the act.
The act. Okay.
And prosecution is stating that there's no method of psychosis that she could have been in because there was no proof that she was, you know, ever troubled or she
wasn't diagnosed. She wasn't diagnosed with anything. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So where is the blame? Who's, cause I thought I was part of the defense. So then where's the blame falling on the husband? Who's blaming the husband? Who's
society?
He's couple. Oh, okay. Well, that's fantastic. So that's the third part. Okay.
And here's more. So after she unalived her children by strangulation,
okay.
she attempted to, I don't really know how to say this, perform an act upon herself through wrist injury.
Okay. Okay.
And she jumped out of the second story window, which paralyzed her from the waist down.
Is she still paralyzed?
Yeah, she's actually in a wheelchair during these trials. That's due to the injury she sustained from jumping out the window.
I mean, I'm not one for dead air, and I make it very clear, no dead air, but I'm so flabbergasted by what you're explaining to me here. Okay, fine. So let's leave that on the table. Now, before I get into why you really wanted to talk about this, explain to me the outcry or the public opinion about this case that you're aware of to your best ability, and then how and where, I'm still lost of where this is being pointed, how this is being derailed and turned to the husband. So first, just give me an idea. I mean, I only saw two reels. I have an idea, but you have an idea, at least to a degree. What is the public outcry that you're hearing? And then how and when did this switch over and become his fault? And how does it become, they're blaming him? Where did they come up with that? If I assume she did not testify that he did anything to her.
No, she testified that she did it herself. That he was okay. not even present. That she that's what her testimony is. That she wasn't. He wasn't even there.
So where is this coming from? That it might be his. Okay, let me stop. From what you've seen, the public opinion, public outcry is as such.
So I've seen many videos and many commentaries and many reels and all sorts of things stating, you know, the number one victim is Lindsay Clancy, not even the three children. She's the victim
of what?
For this whole situation.
Okay.
And the reason why she's the victim is for two reasons. One, because she was, you know, because of course no one knows the actual extent of her psychosis and what have you, whatnot.
Right.
So this wasn't something that just happened. This is something that's been ongoing, and it was ignored by the husband.
I mean,
so
it sounds,
he but allowed it to happen.
It sounds premeditated because she did it when she blatantly sent him off, and I don't think it was a spur of the moment kind of thing. There's no way that he felt comfortable leaving the kids with her if she was in kind of some kind of manic state. If he said, "Go get my medication" or whatever, he probably would have taken them with him.
Correct.
So this sounds already premeditated in my own opinion, but carry on with the sentiment.
And then the other half of the outcry is the medications, the cocktails, medicinal cocktails that she's currently on, because, you know, Big Pharma, doesn't treat anything. They just create more problems for you. So
right. The phrase is Big Pharma doesn't cure anything. They just treat. They manage. They don't cure. Yes.
Right. So
that is facts. But
that is the other part of the outcry. So the blame is going on to the husband because of the allowance of the medication and the supposed allowance of what do they call it? Pre-existing conditions and not doing anything about it. So, of course, it's his fault. And of course, it's three children. And how dare you leave her by herself to take care of them by herself?
I thought this was something different. I thought maybe that was part of her defense, that she was saying that he abused her or you know, she was trying to save them from him. I thought that's where it was coming from. This sounds like the biggest reach and the biggest stretch that I have ever heard of as being transferring of responsibility from one party to another, especially from a woman to a man, especially if she's not the one perpetuating this fallacy or this logic behind it. I'm gonna have to look up some more reels because I'm trying to figure out how did you come to this conclusion. So you have a woman that, you know, commits a heinous act against her children. She admits to it. She tries to hurt herself. The husband isn't present. It, according to you, part of her defense has nothing to do with the husband. Where did the public or the women that are blaming him or whoever's blaming him saying he's culpable, where did they, I don't see the jump in logic.
Right.
You know, that's
there
what
isn't
I'm
one.
Okay. So I don't know how to discuss this because I need to know. Yes, I'm a logical person. Don't get me wrong. I do need to connect some dots, but I don't see any dots to connect. I think where you apparently to what you're telling me is that women or mothers are commiserating with her, saying that they understand that not that they would have done it, but they understand hurting their children, that the feeling of it. Of course, we all frustrated. We all think about it. It happens. You know what I'm saying? But we don't act upon it. It reminds me of a reel that I saw where a lady was, I think I think it was like a music park. Let's say it was Disney. And I guess the child had bugged the mother so much that while she's riding, pushing the child in the stroller, she's just violently rocking it up and down like this. And so a man is recording her and saying, the baby's going to fall out. The baby's going to fall out. You know, stop it, stop it. And she says, you know, mind your own business, and walks off. Either the husband or whichever man was associated with her comes and confronts the guy and says, you know, why don't you mind your business? You know, why are you talking about it? You know, why are you involved? What are you recording? He's still recording. And the guy goes, I have it all on video. If you want to see what I saw, I'll tell you why I said what I said. I said, you are, and he told the man that, you know, you're condoning child abuse. Like, is that what you want? Is that what you're about? Well, you need to mind your business. You don't know what's going on. He's like, I don't need to know what's going on. She's violently rocking the child up and down. The child looks like they're going to fall out of the, I don't think, I don't care, you know, what her mental state is. That's child abuse. And right. And I have the video to do it. So if you want to, and the guy wanted to fight him, you know, or look like it. And he's like, call security, call the police, call whoever you want. I have the video to show them why I reacted the way I reacted. So that reminds me of that situation. I was all on board with the guy because when I saw that too, I'm just like, yo, that's crazy. What are you doing? And when you're defending that behavior, you know, when a guy's telling you, look, that lady, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend, is violently rocking this baby back and forth, and you don't want to see the tape, and you're defending her behavior just because you're being going to be machismo, that's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. So, you know, in that case, I can see the leap of logic. You know, they're related. But you're telling me there are third party, independent sources hearing this situation and somehow came to the conclusion that the husband is culpable or at fault. Make it make sense to me, Manny. What have you seen? There was a gap, Manny. I don't get it. I don't see the gap. Where's the gap? I really thought that her defense was he had something to do with it. He gave her trauma. So if that's not part of the defense.
Her defense is all, and all they're stating, they have, they're not even talking to the husband. They're not asking him, or they've asked some questions, obviously, because whatever, he was around that night, but they're not even asking, they're not questioning him as if he is a suspect.
Correct.
They're all in agreement that she was at fault.
Okay.
She performed the act.
Okay.
She had nothing to do with it. Her defense, however, is arguing that she suffered from postpartum psychosis and a bipolar disorder, and she should not be criminally responsible for the act. They're not even blaming the husband at all. It's society that's blaming the husband and saying that he did it. I mean, one of the videos that I put in the DM, it's a random guy asking women in Florida.
Oh, no, yeah. Around. You showed me that. And they all said,
going around asking, hey, Lindsay Clancy, did she do it? And everybody's response was the husband did it.
Correct.
And that's the crazy thing.
That's what I'm trying to say is okay, fine. The husband did it. He's not a suspect. He wasn't there. Nobody's claiming that he did. Where'd you come? How do you go from? And she said she did it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They're saying she admitted she did it. I don't understand. You know.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yes.
There's another story that happened. I remember how long ago it was.
Mm-hmm.
Lady runs into a burning house. Her burning house. Saves her three children. She ran in multiple times to save her three children and I think the pets of the house or whatever. She burned like a high amount of her body by doing this, but she saved all three of the children. The amount of money that was raised and the small little outcry that happened because of this situation was, let's just say, tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right? The outcry for this trial and the defense for this woman has raised over $1 million for whatever reason it is.
To defend her?
Yes.
Against her actions that she's,
yes,
that she's admitted to, that she's on trial for?
Yes.
This is weird.
There are people protesting outside of the courthouse.
Saying what?
Sorry. Women that are protesting out of the court, outside of the courthouse, defending her.
This is saying that
they're on her side. And she did nothing wrong.
But there is no side. There is no side. What side are we talking about? She says she's guilty. Here's the thing, and I don't really talk conspiracy much on this podcast. I don't, or any of the podcasts, even though that I am known to be a theorist, a conspiracy theorist. I do dabble in alternative media and alternative things. This sounds to me like a freaking psyop. I'm being real with you. It sounds like a psyop, and a psyop basically is where it's a planted story and planted situations to mess with public opinions, to test them and prime them for stuff or whatever. This sounds like a psyop to me because it doesn't make any sense. What are they defending?
No, it doesn't. And that's the crazy part of it. Now, the society part of it that's defending her is that being a mother is hard. Being a stay-at-home mother is hard, especially with young children. So there are all types of emotions and thoughts that happen during this kind of situation. So a lot of the women are defending her because they're all like, we've been there before. Or
so they've all killed the kids?
We all understand why it happened. To the point where there's another post that I saw where a man who was getting married, him and his fiance were getting married. And because his fiance stated that she was on the side of Lindsay Clancy, he canceled the wedding and broke it off.
Well, absolutely.
And dumped her.
Absolutely.
And the woman questioned, like, why would you, you know, throw away what we built and what we have together because of an opinion? And the man told her, listen, I'm not going to be married to somebody and worry about the lives of my children when you are defending a woman who unalived her three children.
Yeah, it speaks to your logical reasoning. It speaks to your mental faculties. It speaks to your morality and rationality. I absolutely agree that you know if you. You know, vehemently defended her. Like I would question, like, okay, well, who are you? Here's the thing. Allegedly, there is a rape gene, Okay. Allegedly, men have a rape gene. It's supposed to be back from prehistoric. All us men, which kind of allegedly this rape gene is what fuels our sexual drive, why all men want sex. This is alleged. That means that all men have the capacity and have the genetic desire to rape, allegedly. That's like all of us men, some of us men, a vocal minority of us, standing up and defending a rapist.
Exactly.
And saying, we understand, we've had sexual urges before.
We have them too.
Yeah, we have those urges too. So I understand why this man raped, because I feel it too. I want sex too. That's how crazy this sounds.
Exactly.
This is absurd, because yes, you may have that feeling, but the rational person doesn't act on it. You know, her behavior is abnormal. Feeling like I want to strangle you, fine. That's allegedly, you know, subjectively normal. Acting on it is not normal. So she's on trial for feeling that way. Okay, I get it. We all feel that way. It all happens. She shouldn't be on trial for that. She's on trial for actually giving in to that.
And having done it.
Okay, right. And having done it. So with that being said, you, and not to say that you don't care, but you don't often send a topic saying we must cover this. What part of this, because you said as fathers, we must cover this. What part of this spoke to you, and why are we on this podcast now?
We're talking, or I felt compelled to talk about it because, you know, one, it shows, well, the outcry that came from the public and the society shows the deterioration of the female society and female part of the society, how their mental state has deteriorated into thinking that things like this are allowed to happen, especially if you give a reason behind it, which is crazy to me, because the same women that are standing up for Lindsey Clancy, if this was a man that did this, the same women would dog shit the hell out of that man, calling him a monster, saying he deserves the death penalty, he should be killed at this, you know, the firing range, all sorts of craziness. If this was a gender reversed type situation where a man was to perform this kind of act, and it shows that, you know, there's something really wrong with a lot of the women in this country. And as fathers, you know, we've dealt with our children. We've raised our children on our own. We've been handling and dealing with our children on our own. And not once did I look at any one of my children and was like, ooh, you make me so angry. The voices in my head say I should unalive you right now.
I mean,
and as men.
Right. To dovetail off of that real quick, I rarely, if ever, and I can't imagine maybe one or two times I even put my hands on my children, even needed to put my hands on my children, no matter how angry they made me. I never spanked them, slapped them, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to throw that in there as well. Carry on.
And as men, as we are portrayed as the violent gender, and when we get angry, we get physical. At no point as fathers, you and myself, have ever done something to this nature or anything close to it. So it only shows that.
I just want to stop you right there. I just text. Oh, we collected. I just text my friend Amber. Okay, I said real quick, are you free to give me your opinion on Lindsey Clancy? Curious. She said, I have none because I didn't see the show. I said the murder trial lady. You know, so it's not just me. I'm not the only person. She goes, Jason, Sigma 104, running the sorority. Got it. So I want to make it very clear. It's not just me. I wanted to get her opinion, because I was going to like get her on this, running the
sorority. The only reason why.
Oh my God, she's going in. I said the murder trial lady. She goes, Jason, single mom of four, running the sorority, running the city of Fort Lauderdale, trying to have a sex life, and I ain't got time for a murder trial.
Bro, and that the only reason why this was brought to my attention is my supervisor. We were driving somewhere. I think she was taking me to go to my, or we went to lunch. We're meeting up with people at lunch. And she said, because she had it like playing in the car. And she's like, oh, I hope you don't mind whatever this, you know,
She was playing the trial in the car, or just like something about it.
Yeah, no, she's playing the trial in the car.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So I started listening because she was explaining it to me. I was like, I have no idea what the hell this is, you know, because I don't care. So I started listening to it and I was like, no way. And I guess my phone was also listening. So videos started popping up of Lindsay Clancy and all this stuff. And I was like, no way. So then I started paying more attention to it. And then I was like, wow, this is really insane. You know, we push really hard for accountability. And once you see all these videos, accountability is out the window. No one takes accountability for it.
And that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, this is just another escalation of that whole, one of the things we've been saying in this podcast many times, that most women lack accountability. And this is just another symptom of that, is that you can't even hold your own, accountable when she even says that she did it, kind of a thing.
Right.
You know,
and that's the crazy part. She took accountability for what she did.
Right.
It's third party, everybody else that's not even involved.
But what I'm trying to understand is, if she pled guilty, why is there even a trial then? Why are we even doing a defense? Like, is she, you know, trying to say like if she said, I understand if she pled not guilty and saying insanity and everything, I understand the trial. But if she pled guilty, then why are we even in a trial? What are we trying to prove then? Or what's the point? Usually I thought that if you plead guilty, you don't really need a trial. It's just sentencing, you know, and that's pretty much it. So
I believe she's pleading no contest because she also has civil suits against healthcare systems for medical malpractice.
Okay. Okay.
And I think that's the defense is just like, hey, this is what we're going to file for. Mm-hmm. So we're also going to throw in some civil suits to follow suit with this.
Hmm. Hmm. We probably do need a part two to this where you bring up a bunch of reels and we react to and respond to these reels. I've only seen two. One I sent you saying, wow, this really is a thing. Because once you gave me one, they slowly popped up. And
right. And then you sent me one. You were like, wow, this is really a thing.
Yeah. Because basically it was a news report and a woman was defending or on the side of Lindsay Clancy, and the male host or the male anchor was basically berating, saying any woman that supports this woman or says that she did nothing wrong is certifiable. And so that lady was taking it personally. And here's the thing, though. You shouldn't be taking it personally. It has nothing to do with you. You know, she doesn't represent your entire female species. She doesn't represent all mothers. She's actually atypical of what a normal mother is. So what are we defending? Like, you see what I'm saying? Is that when a woman is attacked, I don't know why all women feel attacked. You know, when women are told to be held accountable, I don't know why all women feel that way. It's weird. It really is weird. When I'm sitting here, when I make accusations or statements about the typical woman, if that's not you, why are you jumping in and saying, well, I'm different and that's not how all of us are? I didn't say all of you. I didn't say anything. I'm just saying this is the experience. And if it doesn't relate to you, why are you taking it personally? Why are you falling on the sword for something that has nothing to do with you? For example, like when I would have debates about dating and allegedly, you know, you have a few in your life and I have like one or two in my life that say, no, well, I've paid for dates with guys before. Congratulations. But that's not the norm. You know, that's not the norm. So, you know, when I'm talking about the typical male experience, this is the typical male experience. So when you jump in and say, not all women, or that's not how it is, or men should. But if it's not you, why are you jumping in and defending? It has nothing to do with you. So in this case, it has nothing to do with the typical mother experience, because the typical mother doesn't do this at the end. And empathizing with her, even empathizing with her is going too far, but at least empathizing with her, saying as a mother, I understand the stress of it. Is that why? Is this the reason why there's a rash? I mean, I've been getting a lot of, like I sent you one of them, where stay-at-home dads are saying, I don't know what you guys are bitching about. This is great. Is this the response to this? Or has that always been a thing? Because now I'm getting like a bunch of those in my feed where men are like, women are complaining, oh my God, stay-at-home mother is not easy. It's the hardest job in the world. And then men are like, I did it. I'm doing it right now. And I'm done in 3 hours and I'm feeling great. This is the best thing in the world. I don't know what you're complaining about. I have fun. This is better than work from home.
I think, and I'm not going to lie, during COVID, I enjoyed myself. I loved being home with my daughters and all day, every day. There was not a time, you know, that I was like, I wish this was not my life. And it's crazy to me because I hear all the time how difficult. And again, I'm not saying being a stay-at-home mom or a single mom with children and raising kids on your own is it's not a difficult thing. Raising kids at any point is a difficult thing, whether you're a father or a mother. It's difficult all the way around. Having kids, living life with as a parent, it's all difficult. I get that. However, to get to the point where this happens, that's insane to me. And then to have people who aren't even involved or weren't even there, don't even know anything. Because again, in one of the reels that I sent, the guy was asking, hey, you know, evidence shows that the husband wasn't even there and that she took fault in it and this and that, whatever, like all the facts and all the evidence shows this. How can you say that the husband did it? Not one of the women that he asked or said that could explain why. It was just, that's my opinion. That's how I feel about it. It's always the husband. And even one of the women was like, oh, well, everybody's always trying to bring women down. They never want to listen to the women. And what? It's like, what are you talking about?
That's all we're doing now is listening to women. What are we talking about? This is I would say this is the most time in history where women's voices are so loud and proud that men, it's changed men's behavior. Women complain men don't approach them anymore. Women complain men don't want to be in relationships anymore. Women complain that men don't want to get married anymore. It's because of your voices. It's so loud. It's so proud. And I wouldn't say diminish our glow, but the men have realized that the ROI isn't there. The risk management isn't there. And it's probably better to just get away.
The last thing that I'm going to say before we got to cut off.
Yeah.
Is do you really want to die on this hill and defend a woman that unalived her 3 children? I want all the women that are standing for this woman that are defending her to, if you have children yourselves, look at your children and put yourself in this situation that this lady put herself in and consider if you were to do this act, how would you feel? Put yourself there and would you expect the same defense or the same backlash? Or would you be like, yeah, I think I messed up?
Who's that that woman that allegedly unalived her daughter but got off scot-free? What was her name?
Oh,
remember? I forget her name. And she just did a Netflix documentary. I want to say Lacey Peterson, but it's not Lacey Peterson. That's the Scott Peterson situation. But I can't remember anything about her name. But this is a good example. I don't remember any outcry from any woman defending her and saying she you know, it's hard to be a mom and you shouldn't be accusing her and everything else happened. I didn't hear any kind of outcry like this. This shows you the devolution of the typical female psyche that they're willing to be. Maybe there were people that supported her, but they were quiet about it. These are your brazen. You're out there and you're saying this. You're making unfounded accusations based on nothing, absolutely nothing, just because you do not want to watch a fellow woman be held accountable for her actions, because then it would allegedly put some kind of spotlight on your behavior and how you feel. And if she's wrong, then maybe part of me is wrong. God forbid I have to be accountable for myself and be introspective. Holy shit. Can you believe that? I think this needs to be followed up, Manny. I'd ask you to please find, like, I don't know, 10 friggin' reels. Let's do a follow-up on this where we play these reels. I got to hear these reels, you know, whichever you find. Let's play them on air. Let's react to them and go forward. Final thoughts? You did do a final thought, but Any other additional final thoughts before we wrap it up?
Just like, if you're going to take accountability for somebody else, start taking accountability for yourself first, you know, and then get all the facts before you start pointing the fingers at somebody, especially when a situation has nothing to do with you.
You know, it sounds like they have all the facts, and they're just making shit up at this point.
But that's not facts. That's, you know, what I'm saying.
It sounds like they have all the facts they need, and they're like, that's not good enough. I'm going to make stuff up. It's got to be him. Based on what? A gut feeling. And we all know that a woman's gut feeling trumps everything. I'd like to thank you for tuning into the Last of Nice Guys special, the Lindsay Clancy special, probably part one. I'm Jason. That's Manny. And thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.